Leaves, twigs, branches, limbs torn madly by in a rushing kaleidoscope of brown, black and green. Tamo's heart seemed to fly up into his mouth as all three plummeted earthward, Russ's footpaws practically resting on the back of the rat as his body smashed a pat down to the ground for them. They landed with a thrashing, crashing sound, flattening an osier bush as the three bodies hit it. Major Perigord whirled a slingstone upward, remarking as he let the pebble fly.
Just stopped in to join the jolly old scrap, what? Bravo!
Letting go of Russ, Tamo flopped awkwardly onto the ground. Apart from various scratches, he was surprised to find himself unharmed. Russ yanked the battered and unconscious tree rat leader upright and pushed him into Rockjaw's open paws.
Make light! Get me a lantern, some beast! Hurry!
She cried. Tinder and Flint hastily fired a lantern Riffle had brought. Bidding Riffle hold the light closer to their captive, Russ grabbed the leader by one ear, hauling his head upright. Then she pressed a dirk point under his chin and called upward, imitating the tree rat's speech.
Cockachook! This beast a deaden. We cut him head off, you chuckamore rocks. This a beast tell a true. Cockachooka!
The slingstone stopped and a mass wail went up from the foliage.
Yeah!
Rockjaw Grang slung the census leader over his shoulder.
Shavaka what? Sithy, 'tis a big name for a little rat.
Sergeant Torgok smiled at his friend's broad accent.
Take him back to camp. We'll get a good night's sleep with their chief as hostage. What do you say, Thar?
Drawing his sabre, Perigord began backing his troop out of the area.
Capital idea. But we must keep up the threats, just to make sure they know we mean business. I say... Are you hurt, old lad?
Tamo was limping on his right footpaw.
Little sprains, huh? I'll be right as rain in a bit.
The hares backed off, shouting horrible threats into the trees.
I say, you rips up there, leave us alone, or we'll scuff your jolly old leader. I'm quite serious, you know. Chop, chop, yum, yum, eat them all and up, as you blighters say. Savvy?
Yeah!
You don't like that, do you? Well, keep your belly distance or it's fricassee of tree rat for breakfast.
Aye, and we'll use the leftovers to make tree rat turnover for lunch. It'll go nice with a bit of salad.
Actually, I'd rather fancy a slice of tree rat tart. Do you think there'd be enough of him left to make one, eh, Rockjaw?
Bye, go and get thy own tree rat, Captain. I'm doing all the carrying, so this one's mine. By goom, he'll make a grand tree rat up pot with a crust o'er his head.
Major Perigord called a halt to the teasing.
Quite enough now. Pack it in, chaps. Those rotters have got the message, I think. I say, Rockjaw, I hope you were joking about tree rat hot pot. We're not really going to eat the blighter, you know.
Rockjaw Grang plodded along with his burden, muttering a single word.
Spoil sport.